Thank you, Mr. Grabe. Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone who's on the live stream today. Let me just get my glasses on. And by way of starting, I'd like to ask, have single or multiple events ever conspired to completely alter the course of your existence? The stage and setting of your life now barreling you down a hitherto unknown road with a destination you cannot see. And this new and strangely different road seems fraught with bumps, sharp turns, sudden precipices, and other hidden and frightful dangers. Have you then at some point along this journey ever wondered if God was still there? And does he know you are there? Is he aware of the perhaps all-encompassing uncertainty, the tumult, and the sometimes immobilizing fears and perhaps feelings of abandonment you might be experiencing? I think it's no secret that this congregation has seen an inordinate number of losses, of trials, of tribulations within a very short span of time, and absolutely suddenly changing the landscapes of the lives of those individuals here and the roads that they must now travel. We also combine and add this to our collective experience as a congregation, a church family. And I think it's safe to say that many of us have wondered, what's going on? I don't understand. When Tammy and I first made the decision to and then moved here, we didn't fully anticipate, not by a long shot, how much our lives were going to change, not only simply by the new location, but social, work experiences, relationships, living conditions, surroundings, and life-changing events that occurred post-move. And I must tell you that I have encountered situations in my personal life and on my now uncharted road that have sorely challenged me and at times made me ask some of those earlier questions. There's been more than one occasion since I've been here where events have come together to make me stop and say to myself and to God, I'm done. I'm exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. I can't keep this up. Are you there? Do you care about me at all? And it didn't come to me all at once because it sometimes takes a few hammer blows to the head before I get the point. But suffice it to say that circumstances conspired to put me in a position where nothing seemed to work, and in fact, everything seemed to be actively working against me. I was now in a position where nothing I personally did could avail me. Nothing was working out. It seemed that every single task or action that I took during my day had an aspect to it which either went wrong or ended up incomplete. I felt helpless. I felt stymied. I could either give up, which I felt like doing, or get on my knees and with every single decision, then get up and continue down this new and uncertain road, giving myself completely over to God. But was my belief not translating to faith? Things began to change when I acknowledged I couldn't do this alone. I began to acknowledge this. I began to struggle less and give him more of me and made the decision to keep going because there were times when I just wanted to take the first exit. If you'll turn with me to Hebrews 11 and verse 1, I'd like to look narrowly at a few scriptures. But first of all, I'd like to look at belief and faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 1, NIV throughout. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now this implies the believer has traveled the road and stayed the course long enough to have this confidence. And John 20 and verse 31, John 20 and verse 31, the book of John was written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And that makes sense to me, and I believe. But how much and how completely do I believe? A belief often refers to an intellectual acceptance of the facts, In James 2, verse 19, is a scripture I think that we all know. James 2, verse 19. James 2, verse 19 says, "You believe there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and they shudder." And faith most often refers to not only an intellectual acceptance of facts, but an enduring, lasting commitment by which that belief is increased over time. Most explanations will typically agree that faith is belief fleshed out, a continuing, progressing, committed belief that grows in strength and maturity as we progressively learn from and obey God through life's various circumstances, trials, tribulations, persecutions, tests. James 2 and verse 17. James 2 and verse 17. "In the same way, faith, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." So faith without works is dead, partially because faith without works is simple, basic belief and implies a lack of commitment to a continuous, growing walk or relationship with God. Some inherent dangers of this are aptly illustrated two verses later. Again, James 2, verse 19. "You believe there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder." Now, as we continue to commit in our walk of faith, the road doesn't necessarily get easier. As James again says, James chapter 1, verse 2, verses 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." And finally, brethren, it would seem to me personally that God seems to be pushing us to be closer to Him, to be closer to one another, and that we just may need each other more than ever before in the coming years. If you'll turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11. We read, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." We can't do this alone. We need one another. We need to support and encourage one another in our individual and collective journey and journeys. And back to James. James chapter 5 and verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5 and verse 16. "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." This final scripture implies a very tightly knit, trusting, and trustworthy fellowship of believers, family. Let's not do this alone. And brethren, as the day comes nigh, as the road becomes increasingly fraught with peril, let us fix our eyes on God, and with His help and with our love and support for one another, let's believe, let's walk the walk, let's persevere, let's finish this race together.